Blair Palmer, and welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast, bringing the leadership thinking, beliefs, philosophies, and practices behind punky, startup-y, next-stage businesses to you, even if your company's not quite there yet. Hello, and welcome to episode 35 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I hope you are very well. I'm going to share with you something today which is more personal than I normally talk about. There is some theory, there is definitely relevance for leadership in this, but it's triggered by some decisions that we've made as a family. And we've been thinking about it for a long time, and I've been thinking about talking about it on the podcast for a long time, but I've resisted for all kinds of reasons, partly because this isn't really a podcast about me and what goes on in my life. It's much more about you and what's going on for you and how I might be able to help with ideas and concepts and thought-provoking questions. However, today's topic is something that is triggered by personal changes going on in my family that have really a very direct connection with how we think as leaders and how leaders need to be thinking more in future. So the very personal decision is that my daughter is in her final week of school. Now, as you'll know, if you've listened to the podcast before, she is 9 years old, so she's not graduating. Rather, we have made the decision to take her out of conventional school and to learn outside of the school system. So this is her last week, and forever if she wants it that way, and if this works for us as a family. Of course, there's always the option for her to return to school at some point in future, or for us to find an alternative to homeschooling, but at the moment this is what we have decided to do. It's actually a very fast-growing trend, about a 360% increase in homeschooling in the UK in the last decade. I'm not quite sure what to put that down to. It could be in part the internet, which gives people access to all sorts of resources that it would have been difficult for them to get otherwise. Of course, there is also some dissatisfaction in some quarters with state education, all kinds of changes going on really that might have led to this quite dramatic increase. But for us, it's a very personal and very practical decision in a lot of ways, but it's also backed up by a philosophical perspective, and that's really what I wanted to share with you today. There is lots I could talk about to do with what I've learned about the education system and how to homeschool and different philosophies of home education. I could definitely go into that, but seeing as we haven't actually started yet, all of that knowledge is book-based and theoretical. I have no personal experience so far to share, and there are people with a much more informed perspective, I should say, than me. So for now, I'm going to let them be the ones that you go to if you're interested in homeschooling or want to know more about it for your own family. However, there are some things that are really useful to share from a leadership perspective. In questioning whether school is necessary for education, I've had to turn so many beliefs and assumptions upside down. I have sometimes felt very, very confident about this decision, and at other times experienced some mild panic about stepping so far out of conventional thinking. But I wanted to share with you here three of the shifts that I've made, that I've had to make really in order to even conceive of this as a possibility. And they're shifts that have relevance no matter what you're doing personally or professionally. So if I start with the first shift, which came out of some thinking. So some of this mild panic that I talk about was really the what if game I was playing with myself. We do this all the time, don't we? What if, what if? What if this is the worst decision I ever make? What if school is my daughter's best chance for having a good life in future? What if, what if, what if? What's really interesting to me about what if questions is that we presume that We don't know the answer to the what ifs in the case of taking an alternative route, but we presume we do know the answer to the what ifs if we stick with convention. So we, in the case of homeschooling, assume that if we stick with conventional schooling, we kind of know how that's going to turn out. And if we don't, we have no idea. Like, anything could happen. It's a massive risk. The truth is, of course, that we have no idea of knowing what if, even if we do stick with the convention, in this case of school. So if we apply this to our lives, we often presume that sticking to the tried and tested track is the most secure option. We presume that the outcomes are predictable. Stepping off the track is what's unpredictable, and therefore, if you value predictability and security, don't step off the track. Yet we know this isn't the case. There is no secure track. There is no guarantee. If we take this example, you keep a low profile in your company. You don't rock the boat, and you do that so that you will be safe. But isn't it just as likely that you won't be safe by not rocking the boat and keeping a low profile? That decision to not rock the boat and to keep a low profile might have negative repercussions. All you need is one factor that you didn't predict to occur. For instance, your industry is disrupted along the lines of what happened to Blockbuster or Kodak. Or a new CEO comes in and he's specifically looking for people who've demonstrated tolerance to risk. Or you get blamed for something despite the fact that you kept your head down, kept a low profile and didn't rock the boat. Or you get sick and boom, you're not so safe. We live with this false sense that we can predict the future if we play the game. And this gives us a false sense of security. But playing the game is no more secure than not playing the game. We don't control the future. We're making judgment calls all the time. In the case of education, I can't run an alternative timeline about what would have happened if I'd left my daughter in school. All I can do is acknowledge that there are no guarantees either way, therefore no wrong decision that I can be guaranteed of making. I have to make the best decision with the information I have today without any guarantees about how that will turn out. As a leader, there's no surefire way to succeed. Doing it your way isn't a guarantee. Even though it might feel like your way is the safest way, it isn't a guarantee. Doing it as it's always done isn't a guarantee. Innovating isn't a guarantee. Believing there's a right way and a wrong way, or a high-risk strategy and a low-risk strategy, or a no-risk strategy, is a game of false security. You'll have to make your decisions based on other criteria. Purpose, gut feel, intuition, meaning, values, these will have to be your criteria as a leader, because security is an illusion. The second shift that I've had to make in thinking about this whole homeschooling thing is around be here now. Now, I've talked about it before. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. But in relation to school, so much of what school is for is preparation for later life. So people have been saying things like, well, you will have to deal with difficult people later in life. So it's really good to learn about that at school by being forced to spend time with people you may or may not get along with. Or, well, you have to get used to doing tests because you'll need to pass tests to get to university. And if you don't go to university, you won't get a good job. Or, we have to go to school because you have to learn how to survive the system, working hours, being away from your parents, following instructions, all that kind of thing. You will need to learn this because it will prepare you for life later. All of this is about preparation for life later. But for me, childhood is part of life. It's valid in its own right. It isn't just a stage you have to pass through to prepare for real life. And nor are your 20s. And nor are your 30s or 40s or 50s, shall I go on? Each stage in our life is our life. That's why I get kind of confused when people say that we could stop the aging process. At what point? At what point are you your optimal age? Who's to say that the 35-year-old body is the peak of bodily perfection? At what point are we saying, this is me now, I'm here, this is my life happening now, if our whole lives are about preparing for something to come? School teaches at a very early age that what's important is the future. And today you must make sacrifices so you can achieve that future. And then we do that our whole lives. As adults, we have to unpick some of that hardwiring in order to be here now. We don't know what the future holds. Yes, we can be responsible. We can ensure we've made some provision for the future. But let's not forgo today. The way we work, the pressure we put on our people, on ourselves, the targets we set, they're all for some future result. And by the time we get there, we're so focused on the next result, and then on the next result, and the next result, that work is more about just doing things now to get things later. And then life becomes about that too. But what if some of the reward can be today? What if as a leader you're thinking not about what this decision will mean in future, but what this decision means for us now? Work can be meaningful. It can be a joyful experience. What if we can bring the joy of working, of making a difference, of being with each other in the workplace, of serving our community? What if we can bring the joy of that into today? And the final shift I want to share with you is about structure. School gives life a structure. You have to get up, you have to get your children ready. When they're at school, you're at work. When they come home, you try not to have too much work to do, but it is the only time to take care of the house, so you do a bit of that. And then there are the weekends and the holidays, and life has this kind of structure, this sort of rolling routine throughout the year. Now, as you know, over the past year or so, I've been working more with the concept of flow, trying to be present to what's next rather than having a plan and following that plan, because at some point I made a plan. And it is a learning experience. I can tell you as an absolute fact that sometimes I have reverted to structure because it's what I know. And sometimes I've felt like structure is the right thing to have in my business and in my life. And sometimes I've also sat around staring at the walls and staring at the ceilings thinking, I don't know how to do flow. I'm just sitting here doing nothing. So it certainly is a learning experience. But sometimes, like today, I have an open diary. So I can sit and reflect on what's the most important, the most impactful thing I can do for myself or my clients or my community, which includes you. And if I give you an example, that I had planned to podcast about something different today, but this homeschooling decision is so live for us right now that I felt when I started writing the script for the other podcast, I felt that just wasn't right, and I felt really moved to share with you these shifts that I've had to make in the belief that these shifts might also help you to open up possibilities you hadn't thought were possible. So structure gives us some stability, but it also blocks us from thinking. It keeps us within constraints. Flow allows us to be more aware. What's the right next thing to do? And sometimes the answer will take you a little bit by surprise. Practically speaking, without school, there are also no weekends, no fixed waking up times, no working hours during which I must do everything before she comes home from school, no school holidays. All of that structure becomes man-made. It all becomes slightly irrelevant to us because we can flex around my schedule and her schedule and what we want to do and where we want to be spending time and where we need to be, what we need to be doing. But beyond thinking about the school structure, what limitations does structure put on your life and your ability to really lead in your organization? How could removing structure free you all up to do work that was more meaningful and more congruent with your purpose and the purpose of your organization? How little structure could you get away with, and what would that make possible? I'm sure that there are a million surprises waiting for me as we embark on this adventure together. It's a practical and very personal decision, which I may decide to write about or podcast about elsewhere for those of you specifically interested in home education. But for me, it's also a natural continuation of my beliefs about leadership and about the future of work. I say frequently that leaders are people who are willing to take the initiative, people who are willing to disrupt the status quo, people who believe that there are no right answers and that it's better to do something now with the information you have rather than wait until you're 99.9% sure that it's the right thing to do, by which time it's too late. And I have to live this way in my own life too. If I'm asking you to take risks, to break with conventions, to go with what you really believe in your heart to be important, I have to do it too. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to share this big decision with you. And where there are links, lessons to share that relate to leadership, to personal growth, and to the future of work, I'll bring those to you here, of course. Just a reminder that you can now sign up for our new newsletter. That will be coming out in the autumn, but you can sign up now. Just go to www.thatpeoplething.com, scroll to the bottom of any page and submit your email address, and you will be the recipient of the first issue of the Punks in Suits / That People Thing newsletter that comes out in the autumn. Meanwhile, I hope you found today's podcast thought-provoking. That is the idea, to give you ideas and thoughts. I'd love to know what you do with some of these ideas as a result. And if there's anything you want to share about structure or about being here now or about this whole what if question, then please do drop me a line by email or tweet or Instagram or Facebook, anything you'd like in order to get my attention. And of course, please don't forget to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. With a summary of all that, here is the soon-to-be homeschooled Ivy Palmer.
To sign up for our newsletter filled with free resources and a prompt question or idea to help you see yourself and your work in a new light, go to www.thatpeoplething.com and scroll to the bottom of any page. Leadership is changing! By sharing this podcast, you can help transform the way companies run and help business become a force for good in the world. Let's encourage more leaders to reveal the punk underneath their suit. Jazz hands! Hug!